It is Friday, June 13th, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes the jazz fusion group The Yellow Jackets Saturday, June 21st at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium. As part of the 16th annual series, the Grammy Award-winning Yellow Jackets will perform their high-energy mix of jazz, funk, and blues. The Summer Jazz Series is presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. Tickets available online at theaud.org.
In just a few moments on Ozarks, I'll talk to Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com about the week's news, and later Christina Karnatz talks to a band with a new CD of original material. And they also have a summer off between 8th and 9th grade. The band Excluded will be inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
But first, Governor Mike Beebe says he's optimistic that next year Arkansas lawmakers will renew the private option. Tuesday, one of the architects of the Medicaid expansion narrowly lost a Republican runoff election for a North Arkansas Senate seat. The program needs a 3/4 supermajority to be renewed, and it passed this year with no votes to spare. Governor Beebe said last night he believes lawmakers will see the benefits of expanding health care coverage.
It's going to make it harder, and I guess by 200 votes, one of the things you can say is 201 people in the state may end up affecting the private option because that's the margin of difference in that race. But I'm still a believer that when you've got 70%, 72%, 74% of the General Assembly that favor a policy, it's going to be hard for 25 or 20, 26 or 27% to reject that policy.
In Tuesday's runoff election, Scott Flippo defeated Representative John Burris, who worked with Governor Beebe to create the alternative to President Obama's health care plan.
Arkansas outperformed the national average in gross domestic product growth for 2013, ranking 16th in the country. The annual report from the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis shows Arkansas's GDP grew at 2.4%, while the U.S. average slowed from 2.5% in 2012 to 1.8%. Department of Finance and Administration economist John Shelnut says an important source of growth came from one particular sector.
The gain was provided by the mining sector, which is really oil and gas, extraction, agriculture, and in this report, also utilities were up sharply.
Shelnut says that the bump from the mining sector was unexpected.
It's a fairly unusual collection of sectors providing that extra bump compared to other states, and I would not expect this collection of sectors to continue to push the numbers in 2014.
Arkansas outperformed the average for the southeastern U.S., though neighboring states Texas and Oklahoma outperformed Arkansas.
The 17th annual Northwest Arkansas Juneteenth celebration will be held from 3 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at Murphy Park in Springdale. Danielle Wood, the chair of the event, says this Juneteenth is the 149th celebration of the freeing of slaves following the Civil War.
As you very well may know, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed in 1863, and this celebration deals with the emerging of the information coming to the South where the slaves found out about it, and the celebrations kind of grow from there as it went to the southern states, and then specifically it started in Galveston, Texas. So with that, it kind of emerged from there, and it's somewhat traditional in the South that Juneteenth celebrations happen to commemorate that occasion.
Wood says the Northwest Arkansas Juneteenth celebration is usually geared toward education about African American history. She says the educational component this year will also focus on other issues.
In the African American community, health and wellness has been an issue. I mean, where you know that a large percentage of African Americans either have diabetes or high blood pressure, and we wanted to make sure that we are educating our community about how we can ensure that we can promote healthy living. So on top of just having the normal activities that we've had historically, like having music and activities for kids and food and all that, we're also joining with the Northwest Arkansas branch of the NAACP and the Community Clinic of Northwest Arkansas to have kind of a small health fair.
Medical and dental pre-screenings will be offered to let attendees know if there are any issues that should be addressed by their regular physicians or dentists. Admission to the Juneteenth celebration is free, though some vendors will be set up, and proceeds from a silent auction and T-shirt sales will benefit scholarships at the University of Arkansas.
Three of the four races in this year's election for Fayetteville City Council have announced candidates, though the official filing period for those races does not begin until next month. Yesterday, Ward 3 Position 1 Alderman Justin Tennant announced his intention to seek a second term on the council, while Ward 2 Position 1 Alderman Mark Kenyon earlier this week announced his bid for re-election. Adela Gray, who currently holds the Ward 1 Position 1 seat, will also seek re-election. That will put her against Sonia Gutierrez, who announced her candidacy for the seat last week. Rhonda Adams, who holds the Ward 4 Position 1 seat on the council, has announced she will not seek re-election.
Beginning next month, someone new will be at the helm of the Arkansas Board of Education. According to Talk Business and Politics, the Board of Education announced yesterday that Tony Wood would become the state's new education commissioner effective July 1st. He will replace outgoing Commissioner Tom Kimbrell, who is leaving the post to become superintendent of the Bryant School District. Wood has served as deputy commissioner at the state agency that oversees the state's K-12 public school policies, and he has worked in education for more than three decades in various roles at school districts in Beedville, Judsonia, Kensett, Searcy, and Little Rock.
The Arkansas Razorback men's track team is in 12th place after 2 days at the NCAA championships in Eugene, Oregon. The meet runs through Saturday. The women's team advanced two athletes to Saturday's finals during yesterday's action as well.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have one more road game before returning to Springdale for a 10-game homestand beginning Sunday. The Nats are in Springfield tonight after beating the Cardinals 3-2 last night.
Clear with lows from 56 in Northwest Arkansas tonight to the lower 60s in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs between 83 and 88. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid to upper 60s.